Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my friend and colleague Gregory Copley in Western Australia about the news out of London that the U.S. is deploying tactical nuclear weapons to U.K., the first time in 15 years, to an air base in Suffolk. And the reason for this deployment, Gregory comments, is to match the deployment of weapons in Belarus or perhaps in Kaliningrad, the exclave on the Baltic Sea. The puzzle here is, what do you use a nuclear weapon for? Gregory observes the extreme impracticality of a tactical nuclear weapon in a world today. However, here's Gregory. Nukes to the UK, just like the Cold War, just like the old days, back to the future.
Well, the nuclear escalation we've been seeing over the last 2 years has been an escalation of words. And these are, if you like, wolf warrior diplomacy, Russian style wolf warrior diplomacy, Washington style. The U.S. could well be reintroducing tactical or theater nuclear weapons into Lake and Heath, where they have been used or deployed for decades during the Cold War. This is where we had U.S. Air Force F-111s taking off to attack Libya, for example, with conventional weapons at the time. But that was basically the area where the U.S. would deploy its nuclear forces before they went even further forward to either Germany or, for example, to Cyprus. But the British, of course, have their own nuclear arsenal of not only tactical nuclear weapons, but strategic nuclear weapons, airborne, submarine-borne, and the like. So the symbolism of the U.S. doing this is literally just that. The question is, what would you use nuclear weapons for, even tactical ones, if you don't have a demonstrable threat from, for example, a large armored formation or the like? Because nuclear weapons are just big bombs, and you need to have suitable targets for them. They're not war-winning weapons in themselves. So, yes, it's significant, but it's part of the escalatory rhetoric. And I think Washington at this particular point in an election year is looking to appear strong to its domestic audience, as well as to its NATO allies, if you want to call them that. So basically, it's a rhetorical position of a political nature rather than of a military nature at this stage.
More of this later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.